Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be clouds on the increase. We might have some flurry activity. We'll have a high of about 34. Right now in Kenosha, 25 degrees, 23 in Burlington, Milwaukee 25, it is also 25 in Racine. The Racine Board of Cemetery Commissioners has decided against revisiting a long-standing ordinance against allowing dogs in the two city-owned cemeteries, Mound and Graceland, even though it's well known that people bring them in anyway under threat of a complaint-based citation. Alderman Sandy Widener felt the issue could at least be discussed and the decades-old rule perhaps amended to allow dogs on leashes.
And have the reminder to keep them off the grave areas and on the asphalt. But enforcement is an issue, my point is, across all the city parks. It's not just the cemetery. And frankly, the police department will tell you they don't have the manpower to go in there and enforce that.
The panel hearing from Lucy Veltri, who said that there are dog parks available, but a cemetery, that ought to be dog-free.
A cemetery is to visit your deceased people and to have a quiet moment with them. Not worry about where you're going to walk on and drag it home, or have a dog that's all of a sudden goes berserk or starts fighting with another dog. It's not conducive to that. That's not what a cemetery is supposed to be.
The communication was unanimously received and filed by the Cemetery Board. That recommendation will be going to the Common Council. Kenosha County DA's office files charges against a man who held police at bay for 9 hours over the weekend after allegedly firing a shot into the floor of his apartment, entering the unit below, just missing a woman occupant. David Leisure arrested Saturday morning after tear gas containers were fired into his residence, police indicating that Leisure had threatened suicide Friday evening. He's been charged with second-degree reckless endangerment of safety, failing to comply with officers, and misdemeanor operating a firearm while intoxicated. He'll get a preliminary hearing next week. A delay, meanwhile, in the Racine County murder trial of 25-year-old Christopher Brown, accused of shooting another man in downtown Racine nearly 2 years ago. The reason? Problems finding two key witnesses. Brown charged with reckless homicide and two counts of recklessly endangering safety in the death of 21-year-old DeLondon Ratliff. That trial was supposed to have started Monday. The DA's office, though, has not been able to track down those two witnesses, so a new trial date is May the 16th. A man who filed paperwork to run for alderman in Kenosha has now been charged with election fraud. 25-year-old Jesus Salazar, now living in Chicago, scheduled to appear in court on March 3rd. Criminal complaint against him says he'd been convicted on several felonies, but he had signed the paperwork nonetheless in front of a notary republic indicating he was eligible to run for office. Convicted felons cannot hold office in Wisconsin unless getting a pardon from the governor. Salazar filed the paperwork in August indicating he was going to run for alderman in the 15th district. It is primary election day in Wisconsin with a handful of local decisions to be made toward finalizing the ballot for the April 5th general election. Everybody will have the chance to vote in the statewide race for Wisconsin Supreme Court with three candidates on today's ballot. Decisions, meanwhile, needed in Racine County for three city aldermanic races, two Mount Pleasant trustee contests, and two Racine school board contests, the latter now involving numbered districts. In Kenosha County, two aldermanic district primaries up today, as well as the Kenosha School Board with a list of six candidates. The polls will be open until 8 o'clock tonight. WRJN News will again provide social media status updates after 8 o'clock, mainly on Twitter. You can get those at WRJN.com. We will also do podcast reports throughout the evening. Well, not exactly the mass assembly threatened a few weeks ago by the Racine Education Association. The teaching group continuing to oppose administration plans to implement block scheduling with the High School Academies program next fall, but members were joined at the Board of Education meeting by some students at Horlick High. Union President Aaron Ike calling the opposition a movement.
We are educators, parents, students, and community members. Specifically this evening, we oppose the hasty move towards block scheduling. We oppose the unilateral decision from RUSD administration to eliminate the year-long schedule of Janes as well, and what is to be sure a disruptive move to eliminate the attendance clerk's position from the high schools. We can talk about how that was told to these people in front of a larger group of people. Some had to run out of the room crying.
Kristen Litsky is a freshman who talked about the lack of communication from the district, not just with the teachers, but also students and parents.
Racine County Youth is getting involved with Greater Racine by doing the academies. If you don't take the same approach of taking input like Greater Racine, people won't get along with the idea. I'm proposing to the board, again, to stop, wait, and most importantly, to listen.
Superintendent Lolly Hawes maintains there is no reason why the district's exceptional teachers can't start this in the fall with help available for problems along the way. Dr. Hawes, by the way, to get a formal evaluation next month, which has not occurred in almost 16 months. That is contrary to school board policy. Racine Unified now also has a policy approved that covers transgender and gender-conforming students in their use of bathroom and locker room facilities. That policy, which had been posted for review over the last month or so, puts in writing what's pretty much been the norm for some time, letting affected students request the use of a private facility. Three of Gateway Technical College's campuses are going to be host sites for College Goal Wisconsin. This is an effort to help students and potential students navigate the financial aid process. The event, designed as an approachable way of learning how to apply for financial aid and to get individual assistance in completing the free application for federal student aid form. That federal required form for students seeking aid such as grants and loans. College Goal of Wisconsin events going to start off with Gateway's Kenosha campus tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m., then the Racine campus on February 24th from 6 to 8, and on the Elkhorn campus February 27th from 10 in the morning until noon. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there in podcast form throughout the day. Look in the local news section whenever you're interested. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. And again, we will have election updates throughout the evening regarding that on the election updates regarding Kenosha, Racine, also the state Supreme Court race. We'll have those at WRJN News. That's our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.